Hi, welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics, and on this podcast, we share our expert advice so you can have a phenomenal sex life. You can find a complete podcast archive over at pleasuremechanics.com, where you can also be in touch with us and suggest a topic or question for a future episode. On our last full-length episode, we talked about hand jobs and the importance of bringing back the hands into your erotic play. And this week we want to talk about fingering techniques for the ladies and why it's important to learn how to use your hands to pleasure the woman in your life.
Lovely. Such an essential skill.
Why? So let's talk about why fingering is important and why it's been dismissed as kind of an amateur teenage sex act. Let's start there. Like, why is it not taken seriously?
Well, the word fingering is pretty basic.
I always get the chuckles because fingering people look up for both sex act and for like violin techniques. Fingering techniques is used for string instruments. And there is a parallel there, I think, using your dexterous fingers to make precise motions and create music and art.
Yeah.
But people end up on our site when they're looking for violin techniques, which I always find humorous. But yeah, I think it's considered this secondary amateur sex act that's lesser than sex. I remember having a conversation with a guy, and we were talking about it, and he was like, oh, fingering, like, that's not real sex. I was like, well, I haven't had sex in years then, you know? Like, as queer women, we take hands very seriously because they are one of our primary tools for giving one another pleasure. And we want to share this with men because we know that hands can be one of the best tools, or in fact, we think the best tool for pleasuring women. But I think in our culture that emphasizes intercourse so much, fingering, using your hands, is not really considered a full sexual act, and therefore is not taken seriously, and therefore it's not really studied and learned as a sexual skill. And women miss out because of this, because if you're going straight from kissing to intercourse, most women are not going to be orgasmic from that recipe. And we've talked about this. Most women are not orgasmic from intercourse alone. They need direct clitoral stimulation. And that can come from a vibrator, sure, but it can also come from your fingers. And that's a very intimate, beautiful, intricate way of delivering pleasure if you do it well.
And of course you can create clitoral stimulation with your tongue and your mouth, but the thing with the fingers is that there's so much more strength and dexterity, and you can create way more sensation with all of your fingers.
Right, you can't play the piano with your tongue.
Right, you can do some beautiful things with your tongue, and you know, the tongue and the hands together is a masterful, gorgeous, fantastic combination that all of us should be trying and including in our bedrooms if we have female-bodied partners. But
you gotta learn to use your hands.
We're not dismissing intercourse, meaning penis and vaginal intercourse. We're not saying that the penis is lesser than. We're just saying if you want to have fantastic intercourse, using your fingers prior to it is going to be a better recipe for her pleasure. And we
prior to enduring.
Yeah, and we resist this idea that it's just foreplay and that intercourse is the real thing. But I think in reality, that is how a lot of people have sex.
Right. So, okay. Bottom line here, you got to learn to use your hands
if you're interested in her pleasure.
Yes. It is the best way to directly stimulate the clitoris. It goes well with oral sex. It goes well with intercourse. It goes well on its own. It's a good thing. Okay, so what are the most common mistakes people use when they use their fingers on women? Like, what are the reasons that fingering isn't as pleasurable as it could be before we get into how we teach it, how we propose you use your hands? What are the common mistakes people make?
I think people rush straight to the clitoris and then kind of get really intense really quickly.
Right.
And use the same stroke back and forth, back and forth.
Or they don't know where the clitoris is at all.
I was just going to say that, yeah. It's so true. Right. And it's okay to, like, have a look and have an ask your partner where feels good. And if you don't really know where the clitoris is, you're not alone in that. So go exploring. And
we got to keep in mind that what we can see of the clitoris is just the tip of the iceberg. It is a big body that extends back into the female body. It has roots that go all the way down towards the vaginal opening and back into the body. It's about the same size as the penis, proportional to the male-female body. So if you're thinking it's just this tiny little nub, think again. But the clitoris, you can see, also has a hood, which is the parallel to the foreskin on the man, and it changes during arousal. So if you look at the clitoris unaroused and then look after you've been stroking it beautifully, you'll see it swell, you'll see it change color. Women have the same erectile tissue as men, and so the whole clitoris can engorge with blood and swell up during arousal. And so you want to pay attention to this and get to know her parts. As Charlotte said, ask her for a tour. If she is up for it, watching her touch herself is a great way to get acquainted with her pleasure spots and where she goes to get aroused. But explore first with your hands. And so Charlotte said, not rushing first to the clitoris. So once you know where it is, why do you not want to rush directly to the clitoris?
Because it can get overstimulated quickly. Because it does have reportedly 8,000 nerve endings on that little teeny, beautiful head of the clitoris.
Or not so teeny.
Yeah, depending on the person's body. It can get overstimulated. So this is why we really recommend starting from broad to focused. This is one of our essential skills, both in massage of the entire body and in how we
approach the female genitals, right?
Yeah.
So broad meaning the entire full body, warm up, kissing, stroking the entire full body, and then you start honing in, you start narrowing down. And some women love being touched over their underwear. That can be very titillating.
Yeah, it's got to get
scintillating. Scintillating, titillating, arousing, being touched over the underwear. And then you can use the labia to act as a buffer. And in the foreplay mastery course, where we cover all of the fingering techniques, we show you how to do that precisely, of using the labia first and then going to the clitoris and then going to the head of the clitoris, right? So you're narrowing down and being very specific in your strokes and using your strokes to warm up the entire sexual anatomy, not just going straight for the head of the clit. So that's an essential erotic skill to develop. And the labia are often ignored, and yet they are full of nerve endings, and they can be a great way to warm her up. So don't ignore those beautiful labia, inner and outer. Another mistake people make is rushing towards penetration. So they'll do a few strokes on the clitoris and then try to slip a finger inside. And again, you want to tease this out and build anticipation and wait until she's super ready for you to be inside before you slip a finger in. Right?
Absolutely. That's always a key. Graceful penetration is something that we love to talk about. But I think also once people are inside, there is this idea, kind of similar to hand jobs, where there's this one stroke where you go back and forth really, really quickly.
Yeah.
And that it's all about the force in, I think, is right. Kind of the visual, if you know what I mean. Like kind of this jackhammer with your finger style. And that can be great perhaps as a final part of the climax. But there's also many different ways that you can bring, that you can touch inside her. This is where
so many different parts inside. Yeah.
To feel for and to feel on the different walls, to feel for what we commonly call the G-spot area. The fingers are the perfect tool to activate the G-spot area inside. And
what do you mean by activate? Sometimes we think it's like activate G-spot. Boom.
I sort of do feel like it's a little bit like that. I think that it is a dormant area on a lot of women, especially when you're not stimulated or aroused. But once you bring attention there and you start stimulating it with touch, it can begin to wake up and get engorged and gets sensitive. And
just like the penis, when it becomes erect and engorged with blood, it becomes more sensitive because it pushes those nerve endings closer to the surface of the skin. When you activate, when you touch the G-spot with skill and all of those tissues get erect, just like the male tissues get erect, it becomes more sensitive to touch. And using your fingers first, as Charlotte says, means that then intercourse is going to be much more pleasurable because the whole vaginal area is erect and awake and swollen with blood and enervated, and it's much more ready for the pleasures of intercourse. And so this is why we say learn to use your fingers, and it broadens your erotic repertoire. It doesn't take anything away. It just makes everything more pleasurable. And again, in the Foreplay Mastery course, we show you how to do that. But for now, really just think about first, you're doing full body warm up, and then you're getting to the clitoris slowly, you're building anticipation, you're building desire, and then once you're inside, using your fingers to explore the inside of the vaginal canal will start waking up those tissues and making them part of the sexual arousal process. And then if you go on to intercourse, that'll be much more pleasurable, or you can just continue to use your fingers and have a complete erotic experience that way. And I don't want to underestimate this option of using your hands to create a complete erotic experience, bringing her to orgasm or more than one orgasm, and treating her to a full erotic experience that has nothing to do with your penis.
This is also really important for people who are having anxiety or performance issues with your penis. Know that you can be giving her so much pleasure and orgasm just with your hands and your mouth, if you want to add that in, but it can take away some of the pressure. So maybe you make sure that you have this whole experience with her first, and then if you last not very long, it's okay because she's pleasured. And just that can take away some of the emotional concern that gets in the way of how erect the penis can stay.
Right, and the funny thing is the less pressure you put on yourself, and with the confidence of knowing you can give her a complete sexual experience without your penis, a lot of guys find that then they can last longer. And so by taking that pressure away, you actually can perform longer. And even this word perform is problematic, but your penis will stay hard longer because you don't have that mental pressure of you gotta stay hard until she comes, which is kind of a dead-end mindset anyway. So this is a really good skill to have because it builds your sexual confidence. And that confidence, as we know, makes you terribly, terribly sexy. The other mistake a lot of guys make when it comes to using their hands is they use too little pressure or too much pressure. And too little pressure comes from that tentative, I don't know what I'm doing, I'm holding back kind of energy. And that can be really frustrating. And too much pressure, if you're like really grinding in, can feel just overwhelming. The secret is using a whole range of pressures and then noticing, paying attention. And this is the hidden skill of fingering, I think. This is where the magic happens. Is using your hands and having enough confidence and using all the skills and all the techniques we'll teach you in the Foreplay course, using those skills and then paying attention to her responses. Because when you can start stroking her and then notice when she expands with pleasure, notice when her breath deepens, notice when the erectile tissue starts swelling up, and you know what feels good before she even has to tell you, that's magical. And conversely, when you notice that she stops breathing or she contracts a little bit or she pulls away from your touch ever so subtly, and maybe you're using too much pressure and you can lighten up a little bit or slow down your speed or just change what you're doing, and then she relaxes into it again, you can start orchestrating this beautiful arousing experience and give her the luxury of floating away into this whole trance-like state of arousal where she doesn't have to say anything, she doesn't have to do anything. You've got her. You have her suspended, you're holding her, you're using your full presence to give her this arousing experience. And for me, that's my meditation. I love doing this. I love providing this experience. And it can be a really beautiful gift. In the beginning, yes, you're going to communicate. You're going to ask her, does this feel good or does this feel better? How about here? And there's no shame in communicating about what feels good. But as you go, as you continue to build your skills, as you build your confidence, and you have to do that verbal communication less and less, she'll be able to sail away into that zone of arousal, and you'll be able to hold her completely in this erotic state, and it is a beautiful thing.
So that's really getting into the mastery stage when you have full, it's sort of in that music metaphor where people have practiced their techniques and their chords and then they can go on and play beautiful music.
Yes.
It is certainly in that way. But no, as you're saying, that you're going to communicate, you're going to practice techniques at the beginning and it'll be a little bit more clumsy, but that's part of the training process. That's part of learning, and that's perfect. That's how we get better at things, all things.
Definitely. And the final thing I want to put out here is not ignoring the rest of the body. Yes, you've done a full body warm-up, but even as you are touching her genitals, you're building her arousal, there's something beautiful about reaching up and stimulating her breasts with your other hand, or dragging your hand down her chest over the belly and back onto the vulva, or massaging the thighs, or sliding your hand under her sacrum and holding her back as you're going inside her gently with the other hand. Using both hands, one on the genitals, one on the full body at some times, really connects her arousal to the rest of the body and reminds her of that full body experience. And this is part of the experience we cover in the foreplay course when we talk about erotic massage, which is combining full body massage with the erotic arousing stimulation. But just try that, keep that in mind. Use the other hand once in a while to touch her full body and stimulate her in beautiful ways. Drag your fingers along her neck, along her hairline, all of these beautiful things. That can really expand the erotic experience. Is there anything else you want to say about the experience of either fingering or being fingered? Finger banged, hand banged.
Manual masturbation, manual sex. I mean, you can also get quite a lot of penetration with several fingers. So let's not forget that.
Fist is bigger than a penis.
Right. And you can build up to fisting if that's something you're into or feel curious about. We have a whole great episode on fisting, by the way, in the archives. But the idea is that it doesn't have to be a little experience. It can be a full-bodied, full sensory, fully orgasmic experience. And I think that's just what I want people to really register. And the idea that this is never going to take away from other things that you're already doing. It's merely skills that you can just add into your repertoire and create more pleasure.
Well, and they say that partners of men with micro penises are actually more orgasmic than other women.
Oh, wow.
And the theory there is that men with micro penises learn to compensate for having a very small penis by using their hands. And you don't have to have a micro penis to add this skill to your repertoire and actually give your woman more orgasms than you can in any other way. And I think that's just this mind leap you have to take, is that we have, as a culture, emphasized intercourse so much that men feel so much pressure that the penis is the pathway to orgasms, and it's simply not true. Hands and mouth, for most women, are a much more reliable source of orgasmic stimulation. And every guy, no matter how they're equipped, can learn to do this and become a master at it. And then your penis is just the cherry on top. It's the bonus. It's another sex act that can be super intimate and beautiful and awesome for you in all these ways. But if you want to be a masterful lover and be able to help your woman, because we know you don't give someone orgasms, and this, again, we can get into another podcast, but you don't give someone orgasms. You actively experience them together. It's her responsibility to be orgasmic. All of that is true. But you can provide the stimulation that allows her to get aroused enough to achieve one or more orgasms. And the best way to do this is with your hands. And this is true no matter what gender you are, what your penis looks like, all other factors being equal, hands and mouth will do it every time. And this is how you learn to do it, is you master your fingering techniques. And we guide you through that step-by-step in our Foreplay Mastery course, which is an amazing course, our most popular course for a reason. And it offers all of the skills for both male and female pleasure, and so much more in there. And we encourage you to check it out over at pleasuremechanics.com. Use the code SPEAKINGOFSEX for 20% off the Foreplay Mastery course or any other course of your choice. And let us know how it goes. We'd love to hear what this set of skills opens up for you in your bedroom. What difference does it make?
Yeah, we really made it so that people could experience more pleasure and orgasm together at home and really learn those skills, because we don't have any place in life that we learn these things. They're not it happening in porn, which is where a lot of people are learning about how to have sex. This level of detail about how to really stimulate our genitals is a mystery, frankly. It's not out there at all. And so we have studied this, we have explored it,
When we were teaching workshops where we were showing these techniques live and people could ask questions and we could show them exactly what we were doing and they could see the woman writhing around under our touch, but only in San Francisco, right, folks? We couldn't reach as many people as we knew we wanted to reach, and we thought that most people would much prefer to learn in the privacy of their own homes through video, which you can watch again and again and again, and really study these techniques together.
And all these techniques are shown on silicone lifelike models. They're not on people, so you're not watching porn, which is not problematic for many people, and some people don't want to watch other people. So it's just to really learn the skills, and then you can take that and explore on your lover.
People report it's really easy to watch these techniques demonstrated on the replica. So you're getting that precise anatomy demonstration, but it's on this beautiful piece of molded silicone.
Which feels really good, surprisingly.
Yeah. I get a lot of emails, where'd you get that device again? When can I get one?
It's a male masturbator.
It is a male masturbator, and they're fun to
I understand
touch.
A little bit more having touched them. Yeah. I'm like, oh, this would feel good.
I remember as we were filming and you slid your fingers in and you were like, oh, I get it now. This feels yummy. All right. So check that out at pleasuremechanics.com. You'll see a courses button on the top of every page, and check out the Foreplay Mastery course. Let us know if you have any questions about this or any of our courses. And join the Pleasure Mechanics community. Sign up for a course and we can be your at-home cheerleaders and support as you master these erotic skills. Sound good? Come on over to pleasuremechanics.com. Check it out. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics.
Wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.
Cheers.